po 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 po.
And this is what Vatican Radio sounds like today. Despite world events, the announcement of new bishop appointments and other pressing concerns, the staff of Vatican Radio is interested in only one thing: the World Cup.
Germania 2006, i campionati mondiali di calcio.
Amici sportivi della Radio Vaticana, del canale 105 Live, ben ritrovati all'ascolto, uno spazio...
That's Luca Collodi, who's dedicated his daily program to all things soccer.
Buon pomeriggio che vi arriva da Luca Collodi.
Vatican Radio goes out in 40 languages and employs people from over 60 countries, so the World Cup rivalries can play out in the hallways.
I think it's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult, I think. Basta.
The Italian, French, and English news desks share a room on the fourth floor of the offices of Vatican Radio. Italy, France, and England all have made the quarterfinals.
France is the best team. Able to score 3 goals to Spain, compared to Italy waiting the last minute to score a penalty.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a good fist fight along the corridor of the fourth floor here, and we'll be putting up flags and banners and chanting slogans and songs for as long as we can, and may the best team win.
So far, there have been no tensions in the room, and this is probably because none of the three teams have met yet. Things might change during the semifinals, if we're lucky. Yes, World Cup fever has hit the radio, except for one small corner.
I think the people, the fans are interesting to watch. I mean, it's interesting, all of this enthusiasm, no?
But not contagious.
No, not contagious at all.
That's Meg Mason, one of the citizens of the United States who works at the radio. The United States, we had little interest in the World Cup to begin with, and even less now that our team has been eliminated, which many of our co-workers seem to have noticed.
Charlie, it's Paul here. How you doing? I'm willing to do your morning shift. And okay, I have the afternoon off and I can see the England game. So, you know, don't thank me. Just know that I'm willing to do that for you and if you're willing to accept my kind offer.
Paul Anthem will get to see his beloved England play Portugal this Saturday. He may regret it in October. The World Series in baseball begins in the U.S., and those games will end at about 6 a.m. Rome time, and I plan on seeing them. I'm Charles Collins.